Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Monty.
How's Mary Lou today?
I'm good.
Good. I see you're not swishing.
I'm done. It's my Monday call, you know, I don't sleep well the night before because I never, you know, I just don't know for sure what it is I want to talk.
You got it figured out though, right?
All right. Right, I'm back to the basics. Is this called, I'm not going to start to work it, week out with that word. I was going to say, no.
Yeah. Good morning, this is Doug.
Good morning, Doug.
I'm going to go gather my breakfast up.
Okay, go gather your breakfast. Oh, yay, Catholic Forest Hill.
I'll be cutting out about 7:30 for a race swaps call.
Okay.
But anyway, I always enjoy hearing you, Mary Lou.
Thanks, Doug.
And everybody else, too. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Morning.
Good morning.
I see my friend Kathleen is here.
Yes.
Yay. Did you have that little article?
Yes, I do.
You're a doll. Okay, we'll bring that on a little bit. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mary Lou.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
We'll call it ML's Monday. Oh.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
Is my headset causing any adverse noise this morning?
Nope.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Huh?
Happy week to everybody.
Good to have you here, Steve. Okay. Well, Ruth, are you here?
I am here.
Where's my little...
Good morning.
I hope you got my little guy up there that swishes, because I am going to talk a little bit about that today.
Somebody with his cheeks full?
Yeah. But we don't need to talk about it right now. Oh, there he is. Yow.
Love it.
That was good.
I was a little slow. I was mixing the slides around a little bit.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. I guess I can go ahead and just get going. This is Mary Lou.
I think we better practice that because I'm probably going to have somebody else do that. Everybody do their own or whatever, because I'm sure that I will have a new grandbaby this week and I won't be here all the time.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. Not here yet.
It was so exciting.
Oh, yes. How fun. Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Mary Lou, and I'm very, very excited because it's fall, and when everybody else... going in their house, we get to start going back out of ours because we've just had a very long, hot summer in Arizona. And so, anyway, I'm very, very excited because, but could you go ahead and do the basics, Ruth? All of you know that when we first started this program that I was, I got pretty excited about the walking. I knew that I needed to get my body out there and to get moving every day, and then summer set in. So I know what some of you that have ice cold winters, I know what you are going through, because I was unable to go out and do my walking for the last couple of months, and some days I'd go over and walk around a pool, but it just was not the same. And so I'm going to go briefly over these basics because I think we cover it pretty well just about every day. And I think that's good that we are back to figuring out what it is that we need to do to get a perfect 10-day and to change our health. Now, we're all striving for a perfect 10. Some of us may only get 5 or 6, or maybe some of us on this call are new, and we just need to change, we need to make small changes But if we start making small changes every day, eventually we're going to end up, you know, being healthier. We're going to be on the proactive side of taking charge of our health. I forgot what our mission is. It's on slide one. Okay, this is our health style call. It's a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. Okay, so we'll go over quickly how we get a 10-point day. Number one, we all need to drink water. Water, water, water. And especially like here where I live, I was throwing in an extra quart a day just because of the heat. It doesn't take long when you go out of your air-conditioned house and hop in your car, you know, go out there in 114-degree weather. We had our water bottles everywhere we went. The pie meg water, and actually we should drink half of our body weight in ounces every day. So you figure out what that is, and then if you when you're exercising, add more water. Drink more water. I also read an interesting article this week on keeping the body, you know, slightly cooler helps to burn some of the brown, a lot of the white fat in our body. It's a brown fat thermogenesis. So we'll talk about that. In, yes.
Am I breaking up all the time, or somebody else needs to speak up, because I'm sending Mary Lou a message that she's breaking up. Are we all breaking up?
Are we all breaking up? Somebody tell me.
Loud and clear.
Yeah.
Ruth once in a while, but Mary Lou seems to be okay.
I'm okay. Okay. All right. So anyway, I'm going to somebody other than Ruth, if you hear me breaking up, please send a little chat. I'll glance down there.
Okay. I thought someone said that I was clear and you were breaking up.
No.
Which is it?
What I heard is Ruth and Mary Lou is okay.
Okay. I'll change phones. Go ahead, Mary Lou.
Okay. All right. So there we go. Our pie meg water. And we get 1 point for drinking enough pie meg water a day. Not only do we want to be sleeping in our Nikon sleep system 7 to 8 hours a night, we also want to use our fabulous mask because we don't want any light being, you know, getting in there at night. We want to have a completely dark room. I talked a little bit about that letting little light touch any part of a body activates, and that in turn stops the production of the hormone melatonin. And so the lack of melatonin interferes with getting deep, restful sleep. So we got this brand new wonderful sleep mask that Nikon has put out, so I encourage everybody to get the mask. Exercise, 30 minutes a day. Some people break it down, 3 10-minute increments, 2 15-minute increments, 30 minutes or more. And you know what? My TV, that, you know, calories in. We need to burn some calories as well. And I know just sitting around burns some calories, but if we want to, you know, become the healthiest that we possibly can, we're moving so that we can increase that calorie burn. We get a point for doing our 30 minutes or more of exercise. So there's 3. Then we take our nutritionals, which we cover on other whole food nutritionals. There's a list of them here. And we get a point for taking our nutritionals. Take them with food. We've talked about that a lot. These are whole food nutrition and when we eat. Then we want to have our 3 balanced meals or 3 meals a day. Body balance shake once or twice, and balance that out, and then 2 snacks. So there's 5 points right there. Your 3 meals, 2 snacks, and a good snack a good balanced snack. One of my favorite is an apple, body balance sprinkled on it, and tons of cinnamon sprinkled on it. And if it's a sour apple, I put a little bit of, shake a little stevia on it. I shake it up in a baggie or bowl, and that's what I eat because it is perfectly, perfectly balanced. I love to have much on. So there are 5 points, and and then journal. And Ruth is suggesting that we journal the next day, so she must take a lot of mental clarity to remember how to show up the day before. But I generally will jot it. Go ahead, Ruth.
Jot it all down during the day, and then the next morning also note how you feel.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you are breaking up quite a bit. So,
this is a different phone.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I won't talk.
Anyway, so she's saying journaling, you know, as you, how did you feel after you ate that meal? You know, sometimes I eat something and I might get kind of tired. And I'll think, geez, what did I have, you know? And so that's a good time to be able to go back there and look, because if we learn to listen to our body, you know, nobody knows us better than we know us. And so that's the importance of journaling, and don't get hung up on that. Here's your journal right here. Mark your little box that says you drink your water. Did you get enough sleep last night? Did you exercise? You know, I put a one in a circle, one in a circle, one in a circle, and then for my meals, and I'll jot down what it was. And at our house, we don't change meals much. I guess maybe it's because I feel that I have eaten more than my share throughout my life, that I really don't like to put a lot of thought into my meals. So we find something that we like, and, you know, like a big salad for dinner, maybe a chicken breast or a piece of fish, and that's what we eat. So don't ask me for recipes for meals, because I'm a little boring in that area. But we can make pretty dynamite shakes. So my green shake is probably my favorite. Right now, this time I'm doing collard greens. I moved from kale to collard, and our pineapple and our body balance. So, okay. A few months ago, I think it was like April, I'm going to get off of the 10 points there. Total your points on Tuesday, call in, and on Transparent Tuesday, and report your average points for the week. And also, it's a good idea to measure yourself here. You'll be amazed, especially if you're out exercising, moving around. I know that when I dropped my first 10 pounds, I actually lost 18 inches, and I was just blown away to think that I had lost almost twice as many inches as I did pounds. So body weighs, fat weighs more, lean. Muscle weighs more than fat. And not only that, fat takes up a lot bigger area in your body. So our goal is to become a little bit smaller. And this way, if you're measuring, you're not going to get discouraged if the scale doesn't move, because sometimes I think that's just a number. Okay, the little guy swishing. Kathleen Miller from Wenatchee, your sweet friend we've known forever, and she brought to the call several months ago. I don't know, I even remember how that happened, Kathleen, but you mentioned about this oil pulling when I was concerned about, I think, what I had going on in my head. And after we got off the call, I called you up, and you gave me Dr. Bruce Feist's name, and you even said, I think he has an email here, and I wrote to him, and bless his heart, he wrote me back. And so I started swishing back in April, and I wouldn't stop it for anything. I have gone through 2 or 3 different scenarios over the course of the last few months where I know that I've been detoxing, and I've sent out the audios for, to you guys or to Ruth, and I know she's passed them around, where Dr. Fife talks about the oil pulling and how, you know, we have so many bacteria living in our mouth. And, in fact, in his book, he was talking about, you know, how brushing your teeth, all that does is gets rid of, you know, some of the bacteria on the top of your tooth. But we've got, you know, millions of bacteria in our mouth, and they're all different kinds of bacteria. And the one bacteria that's, you know, under the tooth might, you know, it gets through our teeth, gets into our bloodstream, goes all through our body, and all those different bacteria are causing havoc in people's bodies. He's, if you listen to the, or if you get his book, there's several different testimonies in there. People with fibromyalgia, all kinds of conditions that, that are getting released by doing the oil pulling. And we know, we've heard of people that have had severe, health challenges after they, that have come on after they've had root canals. And so there's lots of reasons that I just decided, by gum, I'm going to go ahead and do the oil pulling, oil swishing. Now, Kathleen's husband is a dentist, and she introduced this book to me, or I guess it was back in April. And Kathleen, did you you said your husband brought something home the other night? Your husband, the dentist.
He did, and this was kind of unusual for him, but he brought this home, and he says, you want to look at this. It's an article that comes from Docs Education.
Okay, hold on a second. Is Kathleen breaking up for anybody other than me?
She sounds good.
Okay, you sound good. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Okay, this is a education sent out to dentists. And the title is Sink Your Teeth into Coconut Oil. So it's not too long. Maybe it's better if I don't take it too far apart so you can connect the dots.
Okay.
It's submitted on September 6th. An exciting new study from Irish scientists has discovered that coconut oil has the potential to inhibit bacterial growth, preventing tooth decay. We're not saying you should drop the floss and pick up the deep-fried Oreo, but this is an exciting new development in terms of dental health. Digested coconut oil is able to attack the bacteria that cause tooth decay. It is a natural antibiotic that could be incorporated into commercial dental care products, say scientists presenting their work at the Society for General Microbiology's autumn conference at the University of Warwick. The team from the Athlone Institute of Technology in Ireland tested the antibacterial action of coconut oil in its natural state and coconut oil that had been treated with enzymes in a process similar to digestion. The oils were treated against strains of Streptococcus bacteria, which are common inhabitants of the mouth. They found that enzyme-modified coconut oil strongly inhibited the growth of most strains of Streptococcus bacteria, including Streptococcus mutans, an acid-producing bacterium that is a major cause of tooth decay. Many previous studies have shown that partially digested foodstuffs are active against microorganisms. Earlier work on enzyme-modified milk showed that it was able to reduce the binding of S. mutans to tooth enamel, which prompted the group to investigate the effect of other enzyme-modified foods on bacteria. Further work will examine how coconut oil interacts with Streptococcus bacteria at the molecular level and which other strains of harmful bacteria and yeast it is active against. Additional testing by the group at the Athlone Institute of Technology found that enzyme-modified coconut oil was also harmful to the yeast Candida albicans that can cause thrush. The researchers suggested that enzyme-modified coconut oil has potential as a marketable antimicrobial, which could be particular interest to the oral healthcare industry. Dr. Damian Brady, who is leading the research, said, dental caries is a commonly overlooked health problem affecting 60 to 90% of children and the majority of adults in industrialized countries. Incorporating enzyme-modified coconut oil into dental hygiene products would be an attractive alternative to chemical additives, particularly as it works at relatively low concentrations. Also, with increasing antibiotic resistance, it is important that we turn our attention to new ways to combat microbial infection. The work also contributes to our understanding of antibacterial activity in the human gut. Our data suggests that products of human digestion show antimicrobial activity. This could have implications for how bacteria colonize the cells lining the digestive tract and for overall gut health, explained Dr. Brady. Our research has shown that digested milk protein not only reduced the adherence of harmful bacteria to human intestinal cells, but also prevented some of them from gaining entrance into the cell. We are currently researching coconut oil and other enzyme-modified foodstuffs to identify how they interfere with the way bacteria cause illness and disease, he said.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, we have gone on this coconut kick, a few of us, and look at how healthy, you know, I know I feel much healthier, and that is absolutely amazing that now your husband gets that through the dental office.
Yes, it is, and they're studying it in Ireland, and I don't know, or I guess that's where it is.
Okay. How many people on the call are swishing?
I am.
Kathleen?
Monty, me?
I am, but not daily, but I do regularly, but not daily.
Okay.
Well, I only have to imagine what you're doing. I assume you take some coconut oil and put it in your mouth and kind of swish it around like that cat I see on the picture there.
Yeah, that's right. For 15 to 20 minutes, kind of like that.
Well, 15 to 20 minutes. Well, okay.
And the other thing is,
talk for a long time.
That's right. And so we can send out the links again to anybody that wants them about where Dr. Bruce Fife talks about the oil pulling. There's like 15-minute increments, I think, each one of those little calls.
I would like to have that.
Okay. Yeah, and then, you know, we've incorporated coconut oil in our diet, which is also helping. It sounds to me like it's there are enzymes. You know, that streptococci bacteria is a pretty scary one. I think it causes a lot of heart disease. And so, I know that's one I always have been worried about. And then I was looking at Dr. Fife's book this morning about the oil pulling therapy, and he was talking about dental plaque and gingivitis and the various treatments, because I knew Kathleen was going to come on and read that thing. And they talk about the dental plaque, and with tooth brushing, you can reduce the dental plaque 11 to 27%, gingivitis 8 to 23%. And when you swish with an antiseptic mouthwash, 20 to 26% gingivitis, that's the dental plaque, it'll remove gingivitis 13%. But oil pulling reduces the dental plaque 18 to 30%, but gingivitis 52 to 60%.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it all starts in our mouth, you guys. And not only what we put in our mouth, but that's also where the bacteria is so prevalent. And you know what? If our body is in an inflammation state, we are not going to be able to become our healthiest self.
Now, may I say something, Mary Lou? Kathleen?
Please.
I remember clearly Bruce Fife saying, swish it for 15 to 20 minutes and then spit it out. Do not swallow it because you have all those toxins trapped in that coconut oil. So don't just put a finger on your body. But my husband and I were kind of discussing this, and he says, oh, no, don't spit it out, you know, swallow it. Well, my conclusion is, sure, spit it out if you've got it right there in the mouth, and then I eat it. I eat it on crackers like butter, and I just take tablespoons of it and just eat it. I like to get it down into my gut. So this is saying that the gut reacts very well with it, so make sure we get it down there, too.
Right. Right. And the other thing is, you're right, I spit mine out. I always spit it out. And remember, don't spit it down the drain. Spit it in the garbage, because eventually it can, coconut oil will start to harden when it gets colder than, it's either 75 or 76 degrees, and so eventually it would cause problems, havoc with your pipes in your house, so do not spit it down the drain. And the other thing he says is after you do that, swish your mouth with some water, and then you can even have a glass of water. And that's when I go brush my teeth. But, you know, brushing and flossing, I do it. Now, I want to tell you guys, I've been doing this now since April. And a couple of weeks ago, one side of my mouth hurt me so bad that I couldn't even chew. I mean, I had three liquid meals. I swished two or three times that day. I put a little power patch. If I chewed on one side of my mouth, it was the opposite side that hurt so bad. It was almost like it was in my jaw and neck. I put a little power patch there and swished, I think it was three times that day. My mouth was better the next day. A few days later, it flared up on the opposite side. So these are all encouraging signs. I just increased my swishing and it went away. And I knew that I was getting something out of there that could have ended up somewhere else in my body. And I do have to tell you that I thought that probably all our walking is why I didn't ache quite as much as I had been. I'd had been having a lot of problems with one groin area when I would go out walking. There were times I thought I maybe should take a cane or something with me, because if that flared up, I could go right to my knees. And I don't have that discomfort there anymore. I do keep a power chip in my front pocket, but I also think it has something to do with all of the coconut oil that we've incorporated, the coconut swishing. So if you're not swishing, I encourage you to do it.
It makes my mouth feel so clean. It is so smooth and clean, my teeth, when I finish that.
Me too. And the other thing is, I used to wake up in the middle of the night with such a dry mouth that I'd wake up and my tongue would almost be stuck to the roof of my mouth. I don't wake up like that anymore. So I think it's all the oil, not only the oil pulling, but incorporating coconut oil into our diet. So I encourage everybody to continue.
Mary Lou, this is
yes.
Nancy. And it's hard to putting a larger amount, and I had the problem like Monty had, where it's, you know, it's a little bit too much. But I found that even one teaspoon is sufficient, because once the saliva gets to mixing, it is enough to be swishing the whole time, and you don't feel like you're a little overwhelmed with it.
Right.
But I haven't been real regular, so this call this morning is very encouraging for me to sit on a regular basis.
Yeah, good. I love the picture Ruth found.
I love that, too.
Well, can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so, Whitney, I did mention this before, but it still seems amazing to me. She had been going probably at least 3 weeks, gone to the dentist and everything, trying to figure out what was the matter with her tooth was ripped. She had had a root canal. Probably if she had been doing this, she wouldn't even have had that. Our daughter. And so she started swishing, and in one or two days, that problem was gone, and she's never mentioned it again since. No antibiotics. She just
she had already tried that, and that didn't help. But when she did this, she never had any more problem. And I noticed got Matt, our oldest son, started doing it, and his teeth are noticeably whiter. So that's
really
and healthier.
I think mine are whiter too. I think mine are whiter too. So.
Well, so are Whitney's, yeah.
Yeah. And it's all natural. So, I'm so grateful that Kathleen mentioned this to me. Mentioned it, you know, to me that morning on the call, and that I was to a point where I was ready to listen and pay attention, because I really do feel that this has just been, you know, one more little nugget that has added to improving my health. And I think other people on the call feel the very same way. So, Kathleen, thank you so, so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad you just picked it up and ran with it, because I wasn't taking the time to do that. I thought I would think four of Bruce Fife's books, and I've used this for about 4 years, and I just really like coconut oil. I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah. Have you been swishing for 4 years?
No, but I put it on my skin, and it takes the wrinkles out of my face, and you know, I have food sensitivities, and I just switched it out for butter because I can't do dairy, and I put it on crackers, and I just used it on my skin a lot, as well as eating it.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that about the skin, because I started using that. I have a jar in our bathroom, and it doesn't take a lot, but I've been putting it on my skin, and specifically this one knee, I had it almost looks like a little wart under my knee and on the skin, and I just now looked at it now that you mentioned skin, and it is just, it's very, very smooth. I can see where it is, and I'm going to consciously be putting more on there. I'll bet you money that goes away. I had asked the dermatologist if he'd take it off, and he didn't, and so I'm going to just keep putting coconut oil on there and see if I can make it go away myself. And I do know that my skin feels a lot softer, so...
Oh, in the book that Dr. Fife has called Coconut Cures, one of the things that he talks about in here in regards to warts is regards to doing what you're exactly doing, and also moles. It will work that way. It might not disappear immediately, like you said, but it'll take, if you continue to utilize it, they will, according to what he says in here, that it can be beneficial for the removal of warts and moles by putting it on the skin. And also, of course, by taking and putting it into our body, because most warts, and if anybody in here disagrees with this, speak up, but most warts in your body come from viruses, bacteria, that sort of stuff. So, and that by ingesting it into our bodies, we're actually getting rid of those viruses and bacteria and stuff that cause us the future problems.
Absolutely. Thank you, Monty.
This is Nancy, and as far, I'm not sure, I've never attempted to take off a wart, but as far as moles, I have removed three of them with the barley grass. You make a little paste, just put some on the tip of a teaspoon, and then moisten your finger, make a paste, and put it on your spot, and eventually it dries it up from the outer part of it towards the center. On the last day, it will be just hanging on by the center of the...
Oh, my gosh. How long did that take you?
Years ago, I did that. It wasn't very long. A few weeks is what I remember. This was way back in 88, maybe. I'd gone to a dermatologist to remove a little skin tag on my cheek, and he said, well, I can remove it, but I can't guarantee it won't leave a scar. I said, that's okay, just I'll just wait. So at the time, I was using barley grass, and I thought, well, if it's good for the end, outside. I'll just put it on the outside. And that's what happened. That one went away, and you cannot tell, even when I get in the sun and look with a magnifying mirror, I cannot see where it left any kind of trace of anything. And then I had a mole on my arm, upper arm, and it removed it, but it left the pigment white. It never filled in with the proper pigment, but it got rid of the mole. And then another one on my waist. So keep that in mind if you want to try it.
Okay.
And then one night I had a little bit too much, so I thought, where else can I put it? And I have a birthmark on my leg, and I rubbed it on that, and to my knowledge, I only did it the one time, and that has lightened up so much to where I can hardly see that it's there. So that was a birthmark. But
Oh my gosh.
It was a medium brown color birthmark in the shape of a heart on the front of my leg. So I don't know if it just happened to me, or so you all may try that.
Okay, so that was just making a paste with jade green limes.
Well, this was back when I was using the barley green.
Uh-huh.
I started using that in 1986. So, and when I have told others about it, they had one person came back to me saying that helped for them. But I don't know if it was just an unusual fluke that it worked. But the birthmark, that's
amazing.
She said, oh my, because it was very noticeable right on the front of my shin. And it was, you know, unless I wore dark hose, that it would always be showing. So.
Wow, that's amazing.
And I think coconut oil also evens out some of those spots, you know, as an alternative when you're using it on skin. And I even have eczema in my ears, and it's so annoying. It's just awfully annoying, and I started putting a little coconut oil on my little finger and putting it in there, and it'll smooth that out.
Well, our friends that come down and visit us from Page, Arizona, he had very, 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 he's got real thin hair, and you could see, I mean, his head was just scaling terribly, and I can't remember. I was talking to him on the phone one day about the, you know, swishing or something, and he said, really? So he went and found some coconut oil, and he started swishing, but he said when they came down to visit us, he said, look at my head. You know, not only had it been real scaly, but it was red, almost like psoriasis or something. He said, Paulette's been putting this on my head, and look at how cleared up it is. And it was. It was amazing how much better that was. And then I don't know if you guys remember me telling you about my friend that they wanted to go in and do, they were going to go in and do a breast biopsy on her. It was real, real, real deep. And she was scared to death because she'd already had breast cancer in the other breast years before. And had gone through all the treatments afterwards, you know, chemo, radiation, all that stuff. And now this was a new spot, but the guy that took her x-ray or mammogram, the radiologist asked her he said, by chance, do you have a cat? And she said, yes. And he said, I saw a case like this another time where this dark spot was showing up in the breast, and it just was a cat had scratched this person, this woman, and that infection had gone to the breast, and that had caused that dark spot. And she was positive because her cat had just scratched her when she was soaking in the tub, a few nights before this happened, and so she did not want to go through this thing, and the panel of doctors all got together and said, yes, she had to go through this. And she called me and she was so upset about it. And I told her about the swishing and she went right out. And thank goodness she believed me. She went right out. She bought some. She started swishing. And her thing, her surgery was supposed to be on Tuesday. And I said, well, be sure to call me and let me know how that goes. And she called me about 10 to 11 and said, can you believe this? I said, are you done already? She said, I made them do another ultrasound or something right before they took me in, and that spot is gone. And so she said, I know it's the oil pulling. And so they canceled the surgery. They didn't have to go in and do the surgery. So, you guys, we just need to, I encourage you to do it.
Another thing, Mary Lou, I've been using the, I don't know if you call it Nutiva or Nutiva, N-U-T-I-V-A.
Uh-huh.
And I think Donna or somebody said, yes, that's supposed to be very good. It's very tasty. There's a big jar. I can't think of the ounces right now, but it looks like about a half gallon. And the local health food store, it's $40. And I went into our Wenatchee Costco this weekend, and they have that same thing for $21.
Yeah.
And they didn't have it the last time I was there, but $21. So I ought to stock up on that because I love to cook with it and everything.
And don't forget now, that will last. It's good on the pantry shelf for 2 years. Isn't that right, Monty? Isn't it up to 2 years?
At room temperature, it's good for 2 years.
Yep.
And there should be an expiry. It should be on usually the one, the stuff that I get from Nutiva, it actually says the when it was manufactured, the date that the coconut oil was put in the jar. And that's 54 fluid ounces.
Yeah, and I think that one at Costco is like 78.
Because I'm looking at it.
Okay, and yeah, 78 ounces. 78 ounces, I believe, for $21.99. And so I went to my Costco store down here. It was actually my dad that told me about that Nutiva and wanted to know if it was any good. And then you guys ran out and looked and came back to the call and said, holy mackerel, it is. So I tried to get it here. Mine is, they said different Costco districts, you know, buy from different suppliers. So down here, I have Carrington Farms, but it's pure, unrefined, cold-pressed coconut oil, 100% organic, extra virgin. So that's what I had to get down here, and I'd pay more than you guys. 54 ounces was $16.99 down here. So you do good. That Nutiva, and I have heard that's the best.
So 2014, right on the expired, that's used before July 12th. 2014.
There you go. Okay. Well, unless anybody's got any other questions, Kathleen, thank you so much for bringing that little article on there. I am so grateful to you for bringing that up. And then when I called you the other day about humans being more, you told me your husband brought that thing home. So thank you for coming to the call and reading it to us.
You're welcome. Pleasure to share.
Yes, Kathleen, I really think that the information you gave Mary Lou and her passing on can be very, very beneficial to a lot of us if we take advantage of it. And I want to thank you because I know what it has done for me.
Well, it's just kind of good to have in your medical supplies, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Would that article be, is it exclusive to dentist? Is it from a dental journal or is it open to finding it on the web?
It is. They have a telephone number you could call. It's called capital letters D-O-C-S and then capital E on education. And there's a phone number. I bet you could. It's 866-592-9618.
Thank you.
Or can you even fax that maybe to Ruth?
I could.
And maybe she could copy and paste some of it for us. Would you do that, Ruth?
Well, if you could tell me the address where I might find it on there again, it would be a lot easier for me to copy and paste on the computer if I get it from there.
I see. On the bottom of it, it has the address. www. Docs Education. That's all small. docsedu.com /blog/sink-your-teeth-coconut-oil?
I didn't get all that, so would you copy and paste that on email and send it to me?
I will.
I ran out of room.
I'll put that on.
I got as far as /sink-your-something. That's where I got lost.
Coconut oil, and it's all hyphenated in between.
Okay.
Coconut oil, /?
Okay.
So I can, yes, I'll send that whole thing to Ruth, and,
right,
and she can pick up and put it on there.
Okay.
Great. Contact them at that phone number if you want. I think Donna took that down. Okay, we'll do it.
Okay, you guys. Have an awesome day. Tomorrow, Karen will be here on our terrific Transparent Tuesday call. And let's make this an awesome, awesome week. Great way to kick it off. And if you don't hear me in the morning, it's because I will be swishing.
Okay, great day. I wish you a great day.
Okay, yeah, we wish you all a great day. Thank you, Ruth. That's cute.
I got it.
Okay. Good night. Bye.